Welcome to the Ginger Effect with Havana
and Megan.
And today we're going to talk about informational things about us and like how we got to where we are and kind of how we met. Mm-hmm. Megan, do you want to go first?
Sure. So I actually started out going to school for occupational therapy. And then I got through about a year and a half, realized it just wasn't for me. And I kind of always had a passion for all things beauty. So I decided, no breaks, just go right into it full force. So I jumped into hair school and I completed hair school in about a year and a half. And then the whole time I was doing bartending and serving on the side. And then I got lucky because before I even graduated, the lady that has done my hair since I was in sixth grade was opening her own salon. So I was very fortunate to be able to have a job there with her. And then from there, I worked 6 years, and then I branched out of Zanesville, moved to Columbus, and now 4 years later, here I am, and now I do hair in Grandview.
That's amazing. Yeah. So what year is this of you actually doing hair?
So 10 years now. So I've been doing hair for 10 years. I did nails for the first 6, and now I specialize in all color corrections, blondes, women's hair.
Why'd you stop doing nails?
Honestly, I just always had a passion for hair. I still like nails, but it was starting to take a toll on my back, and it was just a lot, like scheduling especially too. Just, I don't know, I just kind of got burnt out on the nails, I guess.
You've never like dabbled back into it?
I don't know. I think that I probably would, but actually I ended up donating all of my nail stuff when there was a fire in Zanesville. A girl had just started out. It was like the Masonic Temple, I believe. Or something. Aww, but so yeah, so a girl had just started out and she like lost all of her stuff in a fire, and I was like, well, maybe this is just a sign. I was moving to Columbus and finishing out my last, I think, month at the salon I was currently working at in Zanesville. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, this is kind of like make it or break it. Like, am I gonna do it? Am I gonna not? So then when I heard about that, I was just like, well, hey, why not help somebody else out? I ended up giving her my nail light, polishes, all the things to get her started.
Her and research and see where she is today.
I know. Yeah, actually, I didn't give it to her. It was somebody else that I knew. Mm-hmm. She was reaching out and getting donations. So I just ended up giving it to her.
Wow, I'm so curious where she is today.
I know. So yeah.
So a little bit about me. I started actually with Megan in cosmetology school years ago. And I hated hair. I hated doing nails. I hated pedicures. I literally just did, like, I wanted to be in the beauty industry, but I didn't think anything was for me because at the time, aesthetics wasn't, like, a thing. Like, it wasn't big, wasn't talked about, especially lashes at the time. They weren't a thing. So I didn't think it was going to be for me. So I ended up not finishing cosmetology school, and I stopped, and then I went from cosmetology to dental assisting school, and then I was a dental assistant for 2 years. They were so underpaid, so overworked. So then I went from being a dental assistant to I took real estate classes, and I did not like that, so I never went forward with that. And then I went back to dental and did dental hygiene. All of this, and it's crazy like how life just goes in a big circle because I ended back up in beauty. But I ended up going to the aesthetics program. It was 6 months long, and I lashed the entire time. And now I've been lashing for 3 years straight. It is literally, I love it so much, and like being able to educate and teach others and show them the tricks and the styles and the hacks that a lot of people don't teach them. But prior to me even going, like prior to me applying to aesthetic school, I actually was getting my lashes done. And she had been doing my lashes for a long time at that point, and she taught classes. So I asked her to teach me a class, and she did. But I don't think that, like, wispy and, like, all that thing was a thing then. I think it was mainly just, like, classics and, like, a volume.
Yeah.
So, but she ended up teaching me that. But I will say that, like, even after I finished her class and moved on and started my own business and started taking off, she was still there to help me, like, would kind of, like, guide me and, like, tweak things and things like that. So, like, she was a big help in me coming up for sure. Mm-hmm. And like growing my own business, and she was always like, you got it, like you can do it. And then I remember one time she was like, I knew you would go, I knew you'd be great, because you were so serious about it. So yeah, so that's kind of a little bit about me and how it started.
Yeah.
I try to dabble into like facials and stuff. I'm not into facials. Mm-hmm. I try to do eyebrows. I'm just not really into eyebrows. I think lashes is my thing. Yeah. I have a couple other things on my mind that I do want to do, but for now, this is kind of like my little cup of tea.
Well, you're great at it, so, and I can, you know, attest to that because I've been coming to you since you first started doing them. Yeah. But yeah, I guess we did meet in hair school, and then we kind of just became best friends since then, which in this industry, it's always good to have people supporting you and uplifting you.
I just feel like, too, but, like, in the midst of hair school, like, because you're, like, what you're about to say, like, it is hard to be genuine friends in this industry without somebody, you know, thinking you're friends with them and then behind you bad-mouthing you to somebody who just so happens to be a potential client or something, and then they're just bashing you and belittling you and always trying to downplay your talent and you copied this and you copied that. It's literally just a hateful world here. So it's so hard to find genuine people, but
absolutely.
One thing I think that has brought us closer over the years is like we're so down to help, like not just each other, but like other women, like on, like you refer people to me for classes and lashes. I mean, hell, we share how many clients now?
I know. Like, yeah, we share so many of the same clients. It's crazy.
It's But, like, I think we're so, like, what is that, like, girls? Yeah. Like, just do it. Like, girl, you can do it. Just go.
Exactly.
But, yeah, we did meet in cosmetology school, and I feel like you and I have always had that friendship. Like, we don't have to talk every day.
Yeah.
But, like, if I text you or call you, you're going to answer, and then it's like we pick up right where we left off.
Absolutely.
Like, it's never been hard.
Never. Yeah. And, I mean, we're, like, complete opposites in some ways, but I think that kind of helps, you know, bring us closer together because you're always teaching me things or I'm teaching you something. So,
I mean, even going into this podcast, like, I'm not going to lie, I get nervous because I'm such a hands-on person and I feel like I have to have control over everything. So, like, when Megan was like, look, like, is this what we're doing or is this what we're doing? Or am I doing this or am I doing that? And I'm like, okay, this is real, like, okay. But it's so nice to have somebody who does take initiative because I'm so used to having to do everything by myself. So it's so nice.
Yeah.
Like, you're just, like, doing this and doing that, and then I get notification, like, Megan did this, Megan did that. I'm like, it's just so different for me because I've never had help like that. So it's like, I don't know, it's a different feeling, but it's also nice that you're like, this or this.
Right.
Which one?
I'm exactly. Like, okay, I'm cutthroat. Like, look, girl, it's going to be this or that. Like,
and then she does it with a smile on her face. Like, I'm about to cut your
throat.
Right,
I'm doing it. Right, yeah.
Every time.
Exactly.
With a smile on her face, but. Yeah, I mean, I feel like in our careers, we've definitely came up with some ideas of things that, like, you know, she's thinking about doing or like little business ventures she's thinking about and then little business ventures that I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
And change is coming.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait to see what the future holds for both of us because I know we both have things up our sleeves. Yes. So.
Yes. I think that's another thing too. It's like we always bounce off of each other different ideas to keep elevating. Like we're not ever content. Like,
yeah.
Even the other day I called you like, hey, you never work on Sundays. I've never heard of you working a Sunday.
Yeah.
You want to take these clients or not? You're like, yeah, what time? What do you want? What's their hair look like? I'm like, all virgin hair. She just wants a balayage. You're like, okay, I have her down. I'm like, perfect. And then, like, now there's three other girls that are like, can she get me in that same week? No, but I'll ask her. I don't know.
Yeah, one thing about us, we are definitely going to hustle and bustle, so.
Work
till
we're literally dropped.
Literally. Work, sleep, repeat.
Yeah.
Coffee somewhere in there, but, you know.
Definitely.
Cheers.
Cheers. Coffee in there somewhere.
But, yeah.
So, what have you found that's kind of like, what's something that, like, in your day-to-day life that what like even if it's small that centers you?
Honestly, I recently got into yoga. I feel like I
know.
Girl, just be in my living room, you know, me and Sticky.
I mean, who's Sticky, Megan?
So Sticky is my partner of 3 years who is also like an artist, but he is more artistic in customizing shoes, but he's like one of my biggest supporters as well, which I know you have a partner as well who supports all of your
Alan.
Dreams.
Oh my gosh. Everything. Literally everything. Like, he's literally built 2 rooms for me to even work out of.
Right. So, anything. Maybe, honestly, he's like my piece as well, because I feel like if I'm ever like having a bad day, you know, he's the one that kind of pushes me like, well, babe, meditate or let's do yoga, this and that. And I had a health scare that like put me behind about almost a year and a half ago. So I kind of had to find something. Like the gym was always my thing, but I probably pushed myself a little too hard. So I was like, okay, I need something that is good for the mental and the body. So yeah, yoga is just kind of like a nice piece, even if it's like 10 or 15 minutes, like, especially do you do stretching.
Yoga where like your arms are down and your legs are in the air?
Girl, I'm not an acrobatics yoga-y, but just mainly stretching, because I think, I'm sure your back gets tight or things like that, but whether you're sitting or standing all day, you have to have something, some type of like stretching. So it does just, I don't know, help ease the pain, I guess, a little bit.
Sticky Nation and yoga.
Yes, Sticky Nation and yoga are my piece. So
Sticky Nation and
get
yoga.
You a good man and start doing some yoga and you'll have it.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, no, I feel like something that centers me is here lately has been the gym. Like the gym / boxing, because sometimes I just have anger and I'm like, I have to hit something and I can't hit it at the gym. So then I go to boxing after and just start hitting the bag. Because sometimes boxing, like if you just need to hit something, like just, I just will go to a late night class and just start, girl.
You'd be going in.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Tell me. Yeah. And then I would say traveling with my partner as well. So we've been together for 9 years. Wow.
That's so crazy.
Oh my gosh. Where does time go?
I know.
It feels like it's only been like probably a year.
Literally. Wait, how did you guys even meet? I forget.
Oh, okay. You want to go there, Megan? So, long story short, we fell in love. No, it was like, I was 19. Oh, we're 5 years apart. Yeah, I was 19.
Okay.
Megan, you remember really want to talk about this? It was like, it's just a weird, corny story. I just feel like it's just like...
It's not cornier than my Netflix, like...
Okay, wait, I cannot wait to hear yours. I have no problem telling you mine now. Okay, so, my father-in-law has, well, they're like, I think they're going to get married, honestly. I think they're there, like, if they're married. So anyways, I would say, like, wife? I'm just going to introduce her as a wife.
Okay.
So, Tiffany, my father-in-law's wife. She worked at the same job that I worked at, and Alan would go in there with his dad to visit her, and like he would like see me and stuff. But at the time, you know, gosh, I'm like 18, fresh out of high school, like flipping my hair, like he wants me, like whatever. And like he was always liking my pictures and stuff like that. But like at the time, I just wasn't like entertaining it. And then one day, it was his birthday, and he posted a picture of him in like Miami. I'm pretty sure it was in him in Miami. And I'm like, oh, hold up. He in Miami. So I hearted the story, and I was like, wow, you're at the beach or something. Yes, I DM'd
him. Oh, you slid in his DMs.
After I seen that, and then I started searching his profile, and I seen what he was up to, I'm like, yeah, I think actually I should never ignored him in the first place. So I like start sliding through his stories or whatever, and then I sent him that DM, and then he was like comment underneath my picture and was like, maybe I can take you one time, and I kid you not, flew me out like 2 weeks later.
Dang, yeah. He flew you out.
And then literally we've been stuck at the hip ever since.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense why you travel so much then, because I mean,
a week after that, our first date, we went to Longhorns and we went to Cavs game, because I remember at the Cavs game, some girl slid up on my story and was like, oh, tell Alan I said hi. And I was like, I was like, this is how we about to start.
Right. Hold on.
But no, we've been like literally connected at the hip ever since.
Yeah.
But dream team. What's your love story? How'd you meet?
Well, you know, it's just your typical, like, Hallmark cutesy kind of story, but...
tomatoes.
I actually had just found out the person that I was, like, entertaining at the time was seeing another hairstylist in Cleveland, which is so crazy. Obviously, everybody has a type.
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't find that out till later.
Did you have red hair?
But, no. Oh, okay. Exactly. So, you know, redheads do it best. Anyways... Mm-hmm. So basically, I was stuck at home with COVID. It was like a week before New Year's Eve, and I'd already had a flight booked to Florida with my best friend Sierra and her boyfriend at the time. And then I end up with freaking COVID and I'm like, great, like I'm gonna miss this trip, all this crap. Just found out the dude that I was like hanging out with, Loki has been cheating on me. So I was like, I'm over here like, okay, take all the meds, whatever, get rid of this shit. And long story short, end up like the morning of our flight, I tested and I came back negative. So I was like, you know what, let's go, bitch. Like, we're still going to Florida. Yeah. So we're at the airport, have a couple mimosas, and we're walking to our gate. And I had walked by, like, you know, scoping out the scene. Okay.
Scoping out the scenery.
But it's COVID time, so everyone has, like, masks on. So I had walked past these two guys, and as I'm walking away, I hear somebody say, like, excuse me. And I'm like,
that is so me? Sticky. That is
right.
So sticky.
So I'm turning around, like, wait, me? And he's like, yeah, you. And I'm thinking, like, did I drop my ID? Like, what? Like, I literally am in, like, no sweat outfit, no makeup. Actually, lashes done because you just had done them for me. But, you know, so I was not entertaining it at all. I'm obviously, like, low-key a little heartbroken and, like fuck boys at this point. Right. So, anyways, he was very persistent. And me being me, I'm like, can you take your mask down? Like, smile for me at least. Like,
you said to him?
Girl, yes. I'm, like, an eyes and teeth person. So.
What would you have done if he had messed up teeth?
I would have been like, put that mask back up. So anyways, long story short. I ended up giving him my, like, social media. Same thing like you. I kind of, like, did a little research. And, you know, he had like, 30,000 followers. So, I'm like, okay, he knows people. We have to know the same people. Like, yeah. He's not a weirdo with, like, 400 followers, like, pictures from 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. Like, he was somebody. Like, so I was like, okay. So, I ended up sliding him his DM and was like, here's my number. Right. So, then we get off the flight because we're on the same flight. So we get off the flight and he comes up to me again at baggage claim and he's like, oh, did you see something you liked? And I was like, I guess.
Wait,
so
what?
Yeah, because he had opened my message. So I had sent it right before we took off. So I knew he would get it when we landed. So then when we landed, he came up to me at baggage claim and was like, okay, you see something you like? And I was like, yeah, sure. So he ended up like FaceTiming me. We never met up in Florida, but we did talk almost every day. And I told him if he was actually interested, he could take me on a date when we got back. So we went on a date. I picked him up from work actually, because him and his buddy used to like carpool to work because they worked at a factory and they worked nights. So I was like, I'm about to go grab a drink. If you really want to like come out with me, leave work. So I picked him up from work and we went to Average Joe's and then the rest was history.
That's
so
crazy.
Yeah, it's a little homework, New Year's Eve love. So now every year we travel to for our anniversary and it's crazy because we always end up like at the same gate, which is so wild.
That's crazy.
But, yeah, true
yeah,
love.
That's life.
But my anyways, partner.
More of the story, get you a good partner.
Yes.
And somebody that's going to push you and stay behind you 10 toes because one thing about it, my man don't got to say nothing and he's still going to be behind me.
I know, that's
actually,
right.
Actually, I'm sure he micromanages everything behind me and nitpicks
right.
everything that I do yep. and tries to tell me what I can do better. And sometimes it's very frustrating, I'm not going to lie, because I am
right.
a control person, so I'm like,
yeah.
no, I'm doing it right.
Yeah.
But every time I learn things the hard way, I'm like, I should just...
Yeah. And it's all about balance, you know? You can be...
Yeah.
You can both be very, like, stubborn and hard-headed or control, you know, control freaks, whatever. But at the end of the day, like, you guys make it work, so...
And that is a wrap on
for
episode one.
Yes.
So continue to stay tuned for the other juice.
Yes.
And secrets, industry secrets, and beauty talk.
And we'll see you next time.
See you next time.